Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Sends a man right to his grave. I'll go Entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed, I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong, I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write.
This is 105.7 CFW.
And you can dance for inspiration. Come on, come on, come on. I'm waiting.
Get into the groove, boy. You got to prove your love to me. Yeah. Get up on your feet. Yeah, step to the beat. Boy, what will it be?
stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM. .057 CFW.
Put your hand in my hand, baby.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
stories, and more.
All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW. We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A horse in Eau Claire County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. According to Eau Claire City County Health Department officials, it is the first confirmed case of the disease in the county this year. In recent weeks, the Department of Health Services has warned Wisconsin residents to be vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquitoes, which are the primary spreaders of the disease. Eastern equine encephalitis cannot be spread from animal to human or human to human contact, only through mosquito bites. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire's McIntyre Library has been named the Library of the Year by the Wisconsin Library Association. The award is given out for distinguished achievement and service by a library, library system, or library network each year. McIntyre Library staff will accept the award at the organization's annual conference in Green Bay on November 7th. Chancellor James Schmidt praised the library's staff for their commitment to helping students and their incorporation of technology to create an innovative experience. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some morning clouds will give way to sunshine, breezy northwest winds, up around 30, even 35 at 40 miles per hour. Highs reaching the lower 60s. Tonight we'll have clear skies, lighter northwest winds, and also some areas of frost. It's 53 at our studios.
CFW.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Somewhere, somehow, neither here nor there. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.